Hank, so you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two. This inauguration day, Monday, January 20th, 2025 edition. I had numerous text messages this morning, people wanting me to comment about the Lions debacle, the complete failure as a team on Saturday night. Basically, they were outplayed. They were outmanaged. They absolutely had an off day. The quarterback, Jared Goff, the interceptions that he threw, 12 men on the field, fourth down, 2 yards to go, potentially able to stop Washington, and they had 12 men on the field. I'm going to stop right there. You guys are all familiar with the black gentleman with glasses, with the gray beard, the goatee. That's Aaron Glenn. He's the defensive coordinator. He calls the plays into the microphone, holding up his play sheet to the captain of the defense. Standing right next to him is a spotter. Every team does this. We did this in junior high. We did this in high school. You do it in college. You see somebody within arm's distance of the defensive coordinator. His job is to count people on the field. Every play, guys are coming in and out of the huddle. You're making substitutions. It's his job to count the people in the huddle, and then when they get bust out of the huddle, the clap is made, you go to your position, you count fast. You are trained to do this. If you have 12 men on the field, it's your job to tell the defensive coordinator to call timeout. He didn't do it. As a result, 12 men on the field, half distance to the goal, first down, Washington scores a touchdown. That's number one. They were not coached properly. They were not managed properly. That's number one. Number two, when you get down like they did, as a quarterback, you start pressing. You get out of your game plan. The first series, when they lost the toss and Washington deferred to the second half to get the ball first, they were kicking off to the Lions. The first two plays said it for me. Number five, David Montgomery, should never have been in that game at all. He wanted to come back. He had rested his torn, partially strained ACL. He rested for a few weeks. He wanted to play. I get it. But he should have never, ever, ever been playing in that game. Three and out to start the game. This offense, are you kidding me? With Gibbs in there, it would have set a completely different tone. And it would have been a brilliant move by Campbell, the head coach. He said and told the media, and everybody was expecting Montgomery to come back. He should have benched him. He should not have played him. He should have said, yeah, I was going to play him, but I played you guys. I had them prepare for the defense. Look at what happened in that very opening drive. Three and out, and they punted. They hadn't punted all year. As soon as I saw Montgomery get tackled for a loss, incomplete pass, whatever happened, you know what? I said, this is getting off to a very bad start. And they proved my suspicion throughout the game. Once they got down by 10 points, Jared Goff started making passes. The safe, shorter pass to the wide-open tight end, Laporta? No. He overthrew him, went deep to the wide receiver that was another 10, 20 yards behind him, and was intercepted. When you get down, you press. It is a human instinct to do it. He should never had done that. He should have kept his emotions in check, stay with the game plan, hit Laporta for that 10, 12-yard gain instead of trying to go for the touchdown. The wide-open touchdown, Williamson in the end zone. My throat's closing up. I'm so mad over this game. Jared Goff didn't lead him enough. He had a step on the safety. He was in the end zone, wide open, and he throws it to him. You never throw a ball to a receiver. You lead him. You force him to run through the pattern of the run that he's running, and you lead him and force him to go after the ball. He threw it right at him. The defender stepped in front of him and intercepted it in the end zone. There were so many mistakes in this game, it wasn't even funny. As somebody who knows this game very well, who's played this game, the players did not play their best game. They had an off day, especially the quarterback. And when your quarterback has an off day, it's game over. And it was. I think this may be a blessing in disguise. Why? Well, as another distraction during the week off, the bye week that they had, where David Montgomery was able to heal up his ACL and play in the game, which he should never have played in that game ever. Tell the media he's playing. Tell the other team he's playing, but then don't play him. Dan Campbell would have been very smart in doing it that way, but he didn't. Montgomery was in on the first drive, and they were three and out, and they punted. Number two, Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator, the white guy with the cap that always holds the play sheet up to his mic, he calls offensive plays. Aaron Glenn, the black defensive coordinator, calls defensive plays. They both, during the bye week, were interviewed for head coaching jobs. They're leaving the Lions. This unbelievable turnaround is because of you calling offensive plays, Johnson, because of you, Glenn, your defensive plays. They had, listen to this, folks, 18 defensive players that started the season that were not in uniform on Saturday night. 18. They've had to substitute and bring other people in to fill starting positions of a great defense that completely fell apart because of injury. First person I'm firing, if I'm Dan Campbell, the trainer. The trainer did not have those guys trained up. Those muscles were not exercised enough. They weren't pushed to the limits, and they got hurt. You don't get hurt when you play football if you're in shape. If you do enough neck bridges, you can go helmet to helmet with anybody. You can spear with your helmet. You're not going to get hurt because you've done 1,000 neck brace. It's that simple. The neck bridges braces your neck, prepares it for impact. ACL, MCL, tendon tears, you're not trained up enough. It's that simple. You did not push the two-man sled. You did not do enough running. You did not do enough leg presses in the weight room. Those muscles and those tendons have got to be rock solid. The trainer should be fired tomorrow. Number two, Aaron Glenn, because of the lack of defensive players, skilled players he had on the field, his system didn't work. He didn't count 12 men on the field. His spotter failed. Aaron Glenn may not be offered a head coaching job as a result of that performance on Saturday night. Ben Johnson, all the interceptions that Goff threw based on plays that Ben Johnson called, he may not be offered a head coaching job. Folks, this may have been a blessing in disguise. Because what is famous? What are we famous for in Detroit? Well, there's always next year. Well, guess what? There is going to be next year. I believe Dan Campbell will stay as head coach. I'm doubting seriously whether Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson are even offered head coaching jobs, and they need a new trainer. Those players were not physically prepared for this season. When you get hurt to the extent that they did get hurt, you aren't pushing them. You don't push the players, they don't do the work. They don't strengthen the tendons, the joints, the disc. They don't do what they need to do to be a winning team. So, we'll see. My opinion, I don't think Johnson's getting a head coaching, and I don't think Aaron Glenn's going anywhere. We shall see. Failure, absolute abject failure of how they executed and played that game, I wouldn't give any of them a job at all. If I was a outside owner of a football team and I needed a new head coach, I'd be looking elsewhere. They not only dropped the ball, they failed. They failed the team, they failed the city, they failed the state, they failed the fans, they failed the players, they failed everybody. And Dan Campbell said it after the press release, after the game was over, it's my fault. Why? Because the buck stops here. It's his responsibility. He's the one that is supposed to have hired the right trainer to train these guys physically, train them up to play a season of football. That's number one. Number two, it was his failure to not call that timeout with 12 men on the field. Even if your coordinator doesn't do it, you're the head coach. You don't know how to count to 12? You're dang right, it's your fault. Jared Goff said Dan Campbell should not be taking the blame for this loss. This was my fault. I had a horrible game and I made bad decisions. You bet you did. When you are 3 and out on your first drive, it changes the tone of the entire game. And then Washington, because they deferred, they got the ball back in the second half. Well, thank God we have a 3 and out there and was at least able to get a touchdown. But they were from behind the whole game. It was a learning moment for everybody. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Government's invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Let's see, Will and Posen, I will get you Missy's information. Will, do you want the phone number to call her office to schedule, or do you want the website? Text me back, I will send it to you. Jim, longtime listener, I believe down near Toledo, Ohio. I could listen to 100 hours of sportscasters and never get the actual real information you just gave us in 10 minutes. Appreciate it much. Some of the sportscasters have played the game. But you know what position they play? Quarterback. Tom Brady, the GOAT, the greatest of all time. 7 Super Bowl victories. Nobody will ever come that close to doing what Tom Brady did throughout his career. Couple different teams. The guy was a great quarterback. But I played the entire game. I never left the field. Do you know when my break was? Halftime. That was it. I played kickoff. I played offense if we had the ball. I played defense if we didn't. I played on punts. I played every play of every game when I was in my career. I know defense, I know offense, I know blocking, I know the assignments of the other players on the field. When the play was called, not only did I know what I had to do, I knew what my teammates had to do. I knew that I could rely on them to be in this spot. And some of the blocks that I made on offense, I blocked my player, my opponent, into their block so that I could help them assist their blocking of their guy. I knew which way he was blocking. I knew exactly where his opponent was going, and I drove my guy into him. That's why we had holes the size of a semi could go through when I played. We were in the state championship finals. I got my knee blown out. It's okay. It changed my life. It put me in a different direction. But when you look at the chessboard, which is what football is. It's not football, folks. It's mental. Dan Campbell saying that David Montgomery was coming back from an ACL strain was brilliant. But he screwed up. He should have never played him. All the preparation that Washington's defense prepared for David Montgomery, the pounder, the truck, He's not Gibbs. Knuckles and whatever from that stupid movie they called those guys. That's not what you do. You have them prepare for the truck driver, the truck coming at you, the tank coming at you, the pounder, and then you play Gibbs. He is so fast, he can outrun any defender on any team in the league. That's how quick he is. You do a pulling guard. Oh, did you see the one play where Sewell, whatever you pronounce his last name, S-E-W-E-L-L, the big right guard that we have, number 58, did you see his leg get bent back underneath him? Where his left leg was completely back, his foot was behind his hamstring, his butt, and he landed on it. His cleats of his left heel left an indention on his butt. That's how hard he hit. And did you see him pop right back up? You know why? He did the right training. The flexibility skills, he had those tendons stretched out where he could do that. He did hamstrings. He did leg presses. He did calf raises. He did everything he did to prepare his legs. And because of it, he didn't get hurt on that play. That's why the trainer of the Lions needs to be fired today. I could train those guys. I go down there, they'd be pushing pickup trucks. Two men sleds. Two padded men are supposed to be pushing the sled? No. You put your helmet in the middle and you push that two-man sled by yourself. They'd be running stairs at Ford Field until their legs would fall off. You do legs, you do neck bridges, you do bench presses, you do all the ab work you can do, and you guys are in shape for next year. They'll be back. Aaron Glenn still may be the defensive coordinator. Ben Johnson may still be the offensive coordinator. You know how they're going to play it? We failed the team. We failed the city. We're not going anywhere until we win a Super Bowl. That would be the press conference I expect from those two when they don't get head coaching jobs. I wouldn't hire them. After that debacle, there's no way I'm going to make you a head coach. You don't even know how to count to 12. You don't even know how to call a timeout. Oh, man. I watched the whole thing, but I gave up on it. I was so mad at how they were screwing up, I just could not believe my eyes. Especially after they had performed so well. The most points per game, number one in the NFL. The most touchdowns. I mean, the records are on and on and on. 15-2, first time ever. And they get knocked out in the first round by a sixth seed? Are you kidding me? We're going to Lansing. This semi's going in a different direction. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising.